Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's fucking topic,
I'm so excited,
is Q and Gay number 20, which means that we have dragged this nonsensical bullshit out for 200 episodes. And all that I have to say is, can you believe?
No.
I actually can't believe it.
I actually can't.
It's psychotic.
You have something on your head, and I don't want this to happen to you on the 200th episode.
I don't think they can see it. The camera's pretty far away.
The patrons can. HD, baby.
Sign up for Patreon for that XXX Zoom.
For the fluffs on Sean's forehead. Yeah. Oh my God, no, actually 200's wild.
We should shut up.
Honestly, it's actually amazing to me.
Yeah.
People say to me sometimes, because they know I have a podcast and it's friends,
when will you shut up?
They say, can you shut the fuck up? And I say, no.
You see, my mom says it every day.
It's crazy.
And she calls me and says,
shut the fuck
up.
Is
it over yet?
And I say, buckle up. We're going on another 100.
Please release me from this prison.
No, people say to me all the time, do you ever run out of things to talk about? Like, how do you fill space every week for an hour?
Poorly.
But that's the thing. I never have a lack of things to say.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We have structured this fucker.
Beautiful.
So that this episode is exactly this. We've structured this episode or this podcast so that we talk about being queer and ourselves.
Yeah.
And there's only two things I know about in the world, and it's being queer and myself.
Exactly.
So I'm always going to love being gay, doing gay shit, and I'm always going to love myself.
Oh, that was actually kind of cute.
Thank you.
Like, you meant to be funny, but it sounded cute.
Yeah, but the flip side of that is I have such fiery hatred for my co-host that there's always something to talk about as well.
There's always a topic.
You're always doing something that needs to be commented on.
That's true. So. I feel like this podcast is therapeutic for me because as a person who has a problem with always wanting to take up space with my own voice, I get to release it here because people actually want me to talk. Everywhere else, they're like, please.
Not me, but quiet. There's some listeners. Yeah. And it's nice because usually you're fighting a room full of people to take up space, but here you just have to overpower me.
Yeah.
Which you do.
Which
and
is
you
nice.
Have done for 200 episodes. Now.
It's very
this,
nice. It's
this has warm. Been therapeutic, though.
I feel like
we've said it before, but even your closest friends, which I would consider you my closest friend.
That's nice. Speak for yourself.
One of my closest friends.
One of many.
You just got bumped down the list. even with your closest friends, you don't sit and pick their brain about some topics that matter, some that don't matter, like how you cut a grilled cheese sandwich.
You don't talk about the important things like, are pandas real?
And how many Diva cups you have stacked within you like a champagne fountain. So, you know, you don't talk about those things, important or not, for an extended period of time every week.
People just don't talk about the deep things anymore.
Exactly. Like how deep your Diva cup is. And you need the jaws of life to get it out.
I've got a new thing. I like period underwear now.
Oh, but you tie that with the Diva cup, right?
Yeah, because my flow is so heavy that I need to, it's, as you said, it's like a champagne tower.
Yeah. But it's not your fault that you have a wide set vagina and
it's
a heavy
not.
Flow.
It's really not.
No.
Like a hot dog in a hallway. Is that Diva cup just floating around somewhere
just
out there.
Bouncing off the walls.
It's like a pinball machine when I walk. It's wild. So yeah, I've backed it up with the period underwear now.
Well, I think it's good to do, you know, the double protection. It's like wearing two condoms, you know? Safety first.
Two condoms. You know what? When I was in high school, I used to actually think, I remember being so terrified in sex ed class because they're like, you're going to get pregnant and die. And I remember thinking, well, if I ever have sex, I'm putting two condoms on that thing. Because
why stop at two?
It's gonna be like seriously layer upon layer. Seal that of in. Protection.
Yeah.
Which I learned later is actually not what you're supposed to do. No. Because then
it wears
friction.
Down.
Yeah, the friction. But I was ready to fucking strap up like 16 on
you
a
you were ready
pee-pee.
To strap up.
I was ready to
and
strap
you
up.
Did strap up.
And here
but
I
yeah,
am.
Yeah, it has been therapeutic. I've literally loved.
Isn't it wild that people don't know that every episode I'm actually wearing a strap on? Like,
yeah.
Because the video, it cuts off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just sitting here
too.
Full strap. We're just strapped up
yeah.
every week. It's
yeah.
really. That's a special, like, you know, behind the scenes for the 200th episode, we're going to be talking about little things like that that really,
well,
really are like,
actually,
kind of the secrets, tricks of the trade.
So what we had a secret that we were saying was coming out in this episode,
yeah.
last episode.
Mm-hmm.
And that secret is that we are launching a second Patreon.
Yes.
And this is the video extended cut. And by extended cut, we mean the lower half.
It's not like a longer version. It's just the cameras pointed lower.
Yeah. There has been two cameras going
the whole time.
So you get a backlog of all the episodes too.
Yeah. I love that idea.
Yeah, you can see the moments that we adjust and our straps touch. Everything.
John's always wearing very short shorts.
That's true.
And people
you
don't,
actually probably
but that's actually true.
At one point in time, if there was an extended lower cut, could have seen my asshole.
I mean, I do almost every week.
Exactly. That's why you keep coming back. Yeah. 200 episodes later.
Seriously. No, I do think that we've got to tell the real.
Yes.
The real surprise.
Yes.
Which is we are relaunching merch with a brand new, what do you call it? Merch line.
I would say design.
Brand new design. And that is now available linked at I Can Explain Podcast on Instagram.
I mean, hopefully when this episode comes out,
it'll be ready.
Some things have to fall in place, but if not, we'll tell you when it
Stay
is.
Stay fucking tuned. No, it'll be ready.
Yeah.
I have a strong, strong feeling that it'll
be ready.
And if
it's not, we'll give you the gooch edit to,
to
tie you over.
Yeah.
You know?
Just a shot of Sean's asshole to tie you over.
And if it's not ready, I'll show hole on main just to keep you guys happy.
Right on the main Instagram.
Everybody's
thing?
Been demanding it.
That is... Everyone's in our DMs every day. When will you guys show us your assholes?
It's like, look at these Crocs. Watch these people tap dance.
Yeah.
Show hole.
That'll be on our 300th episode.
Yeah.
If we make it to 300, I'm showing hole.
You heard it. Everybody locked us in.
No, actually, thank y'all for listening and being here for so many episodes. I'm serious. I know we transition from jokes to trying to be serious so often.
The I will show hole to genuine
thank
thanks.
You guys so much for being here. On the bottom of my heart. No, genuinely, thank you to all of our patrons who have genuinely made this podcast possible. Without you, we would not still be doing it. We appreciate you. And to all of our listeners, anyone who's ever tagged us, shared us with your friends, just listened every week, messaged us about how it's a part of your life, we appreciate it so much. And we're excited to keep on going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this has genuinely been so enjoyable for me. And
totally.
I feel like sometimes making content for anything is not
always
the most enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been, it's been like one of the best experiences of my life, shockingly. But I think a big part of that is the community as well.
I agree.
Yeah.
The only thing is if you die, but I can't really.
Well, I will be dying. My birthday is in March, so I do only have like 2 months left, but you guys keep her diligent on this because she needs to make it to 300 solo. So she shows whole.
Can you imagine how actually sad that would be if I had to like record like 80 episodes just by myself, just crying every time.
All the comments
but
are
you're
just
not
like,
there.
Get into hole.
They're not even empathizing with me over my loss.
Hole.
Not even like, I'm so sorry for your loss. No. They're like, okay, keep it going. We need the whole shot. Oh my God. Yeah, we appreciate y'all listening. And big time if you subscribe or follow. I know it's easy to search us up every week, but it helps us in the algorithms. If you do that, you turn on post notifications all of that good stuff. If you want to become a patron, it's linked in our bio on Instagram as well at I Can Explain Podcast. You can follow us personally. Sean's been posting some sexy shots lately at Sean.Lusk. I've been posting. What I don't know what I'd call the post.
You have been posting.
But I have been posting.
You've definitely posted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. Yeah. At Brianne Williamson. And today we are answering questions about us, which about just feels right.
Us, the podcast, or, you know, no specific advice. Nothing specific.
Stop trying to make this about you.
I will not be advising you. I will be advising Brie to show hole, and that's it.
I'm showing hole right now. The patrons can see it.
Yeah.
Y'all are missing out.
Extended cut. Director's cut.
Director's cut. Okay, so let's get to some questions here.
Okay.
We're getting right into it early because, as everyone knows, we only ever answer like 3 questions.
Yeah. We should aim for like 5. We should be crazy. We should be crazy girls.
Oh my God. Let's be so crazy. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just want to very quickly give some notable mentions to some questions that we don't need to talk about, but I think they're funny. So
let's
read them out loud. First one is, did Brie come out before or after her 100th birthday?
After. Everybody knows that. If that was a trivia question, that's easy. You were, I think, still straight when the asteroid hit, right? When you lost like most of your friends.
You're such a fucking jerk.
But that made you realize how important it was to be authentically yourself.
That's true.
Yeah.
When the dinosaurs started dying, I thought, I can't
stay in my shell any longer.
No. It reminded me that life is short.
Exactly.
Okay. Someone said foot size asking for a friend.
Ooh.
These are rapid fire. Hello, foot size.
Oh, my foot size?
I'm 8.5.
9 men's, 11 women's.
I'm 8.5.
Which I will say is really small for men's because I'm tall.
You're just balancing on those fuckers to the best of your ability.
I do think it's a 9 with arch. If I was to squish the arch down in some sort of Play-Doh situation, I think they'd be like 12. For those that were obviously asking about that.
Someone said, don't have a cue, just want to apologize for nearly walking directly into Brie at Fletcher. I don't remember that happening, but whoever did, you're all good.
You're so good.
How does it feel to be reaching Brie's age in episodes? No, but for real, congrats on 200 episodes.
Good.
Good, yeah. Why is Brie so hot? I mean, it's obvious. I understand this person's not actually asking the question because everyone knows why I'm so hot. Like, I'm just like, I'm naturally so hot. So this person is just trying to just bring it up, which I think is respectful and it's also appreciated.
I think it's really interesting because when I looked at the questions, that wasn't there.
It's interesting because I'm seeing why is Brie so hot, but there's no reference of Sean anywhere in here being hot.
Well, we know our listeners hate me.
that's been established.
That's obvious.
Okay. Is Sean really a lawyer? That's a good one.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Attorney at law.
Yes. How has Sean...
There's literally like 2 things people know about me. It's that I have tiny feet.
Yeah.
And I know everything about law. And I'm passionate about law.
And you have great ideas for environmental change.
Exactly.
Like digging deeper.
Sea level change. Sea level rise. Not on my watch.
He's out there with a shovel every fucking weekend.
Has anybody thought about just standing at the edge of the sea and just saying, hey.
Just pushing it down.
Just, hey.
Stay there.
Stop. Has it been reprimanded?
Someone should try that.
I think maybe it just needs some structure in its life. It's acting out.
That's true. Someone said, how has Sean managed to stay so youthful?
Botox, retinol.
Okay, so those were just some fun
little SPF every day.
Little rapid fire ones.
I did check with Brie today that she was wearing her SPF.
You did?
Yeah.
You said every day, are you?
I said every day.
You said yeah.
I said, are you sure?
It doesn't seem like you are putting it on every day, but okay.
Seeming a little crusted and dusted.
Oh my God. Someone said, how much longer do you think we have until Instagram becomes irrelevant? I'm going to go 3 years.
I think it's already irrelevant.
Yeah. That's why you got to follow us on TikTok. I Can Explain Podcast.
Yeah, it's weird because this is such like an old person thing to say. I'm sure people said this about Facebook when it was going out.
Yeah.
But I actually still really like Instagram because I just like Boomer. Like, for sure. Yeah, I'm saying.
No, I get it.
I am old.
Love Instagram.
I don't look old, but I am old. I just like the I like photo format just because yes. I just like photos. That's that. Yeah. I like the visual part of it.
Yeah.
I like video content, mm-hmm. but it doesn't scratch the same part of my brain for me.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
I just like a still image sometimes.
Okay, that's fair.
And then I also like TikTok. Like, I fucking love TikTok, mm-hmm. but they're so different for
me. It's different.
Yeah.
So there's what you're saying is there's a place for both for you.
Personally, yes, but I know that it's not the reality. People are just switching people are just going to spend
more time on other apps.
And people are just switching how they take in media.
Totally. So, and Instagram's promoting stuff,
they're promoting video content.
I personally think, not that Instagram cares, Instagram would do better stripping back, getting rid of like everything and just reverting back to just like, remember there didn't used to be stories, there didn't used to be anything, just
bring
photos.
The squares back.
Like just simple. Because people also really like throwback, like retro vibes lately.
Yeah.
So I think like if there was something that was just like very simple, like
give us like Gen 1 Instagram and people would like cream themselves.
Like
over
literally
it.
Where you couldn't even upload photos from your camera roll where you just had to take it.
Be real. And
But then you have like 10 filters.
Yeah.
Like Valencia.
I know this is just so crazy, but mm-hmm. I love the aspect of Instagram, even though people have taken it very far with the hyper editing of especially female bodies.
Yeah.
But I love like the picture perfect aspect of people's lives.
Right.
And then I also want to see like the TikToks of people's lives the being messy real. Side. Like I like the messy side. I like the stupid side.
I like the curated, I like the messy, a little
bit of both, but the curation pleases me, but that's because I'm also insane.
Yeah. Self-awareness.
Yeah.
Someone said, are we going to get a spring episode when it comes time?
Hell yeah, we are.
Someone said, can we have an I can explain Crocs charm?
A gibbet.
A gibbet.
It's actually called a gibbet, Brie.
Oh, sorry. Well, they said a charm.
That would be your ideal collab.
Oh my God. That would make me so happy.
Can you make like custom gibbets?
I don't know.
Should we like go on Etsy and try to see if we can get somebody to make us custom I can explain gibbets?
I would love that. We should look into that.
Yeah.
That's important.
I'm not well versed in the gibbet community.
Mm-hmm. Me neither. I haven't really ventured into the gibbets.
That shocks me.
I'm just kind of like clean Croc aesthetic.
Right. And just there's such a beautiful piece.
Exactly. On its
by themselves. Mm-hmm. Like you wouldn't put earrings on the Mona Lisa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm going to have to get over that mental hurdle, but totally. We will look into it.
Yeah.
Which of you is more likely to start a cult and what would your thing that got people hooked be?
Who would be more likely to start mm-hmm. a cult? Me.
Okay.
Just because I feel like I like more things that could be cult oriented.
Okay.
But I think that you would be better and have a stronger cult. You would be a great cult leader. And it's what we say.
So too.
You'd be so good in an MLM.
I would be so good in an MLM.
You'd be so good in an MLM.
I could girl boss my way up.
You'd girl boss yourself right up to the sun.
Seriously.
Too close? No, you are the sun.
It's almost a shame that I have a moral compass.
It is, yeah.
Because I would absolutely slay.
Exactly. And that's what I feel. Like, I feel like I maybe could start a cult like mm-hmm. a week from now and people wouldn't be really shocked.
Yeah.
I think you would have a very successful and long living cult.
So what would be your thing that pulled people in? Like the original, like they're coming in for their first meeting. Like what's making them stay?
I don't know. I'd have to think on that.
For me, I think I'm big on a trick.
You love a trick.
So I think I am not in any way trying to make this seem like a cult. Like I am starting with just trying to make it seem like this is just like I'm holding like a baked goods sale. And then they get there and the doors lock behind them. And they feel a little uneasy, but they're not quite sure why.
A little horny.
Because, they're kind of horny. They're kind of scared. The cinnamon buns are really good.
Yes.
So they don't want to leave, but they would like to have the option to leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're confused why they don't. And then I just start a really normal speech about how much I love baked goods.
Okay.
And they're like, then they start questioning themselves. Why was I scared? Why was I scared? This seems really safe.
Yeah.
And this feels like very warm and familiar. The smell is
like
beautiful,
a
like a cinnamon bun. So I think I'm safe. And I think I just slowly implement scary things matched with comfort items so that it becomes normalized, right, and they're more and more used to being tricked into staying longer and longer.
That trauma connection.
Exactly. Exactly. So eventually when I'm like keeping them for like years at a time, right, at my baked good factory, yeah, because this is obviously a business.
Of course.
So eventually what it's going to become is it's going to be, everyone is convinced that they wanted to be part of this baked good factory. I don't pay
just,
them.
I think you're
I
just talking about a baked good MLM at this point.
Yeah. I don't pay them, obviously. They just want to be there because they're passionate about the project. And then we just the like product. make cute little like brown bag, like home style baked goods. And we go around. Everyone thinks we're just like a nice little commune, but really it's like they can't leave.
Yeah. It's also a sex cult on the other side of it.
Oh, I'm fucking everybody. Yeah. It's for sure.
You're fucking each other, the cinnamon buns. I think mine would be like just a full cult about anti-aging.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We sleep upside down like bats.
Oh, I love that.
We don't see the sun.
No,
like a parasol. Never. We're very parasol focused.
Oh, everyone has a little, like you walk from building to building with your
with
parasol.
Yeah. So much.
Handmade sale so kind much, of style, but like parasols.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So much SPF.
Mm-hmm. Visors.
Visors always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you
We're getting Botox, but we're like anti, like aging as a way of life, you know?
Yes.
Aging as a mindset.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And do you feel like as a leader, you have to be the person with the best skin? So like if someone starts getting better skin, are you gonna like limit their Botox like intake, or like are you okay with people surpassing
I
you
think I will just have a cast of actors just that look like me but at varying ages, and every few weeks I'll just shift to a lower one,
right,
and I will be like the Wizard of Oz behind a curtain
getting like younger and younger.
Yeah.
What was that movie?
Benjamin Button. Yeah. He was definitely an inspiration for me throughout my life.
This person is so upset that they asked this question. They're like, what the fuck is this?
So yeah.
That's
I hope that answers your question.
That's our simple answer.
Yeah.
Okay. On to the next question, shall we? What do your parents think of the podcast?
My parents don't really know what a podcast is.
Yeah.
But they do say, are you filming your show today?
That's what my dad says too. Oh, you're going to film?
And for the longest time, we weren't even filming.
Yeah.
So I thought it was funny because there was no actual camera involved.
But now we are for the patrons.
But now we are. So I'm like, they knew. They believed in me so much that they wanted a video.
I love that too.
They saw the growth.
They saw the direction.
They saw the vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, my mom will tell me that she listened and I'm just horrified.
She like downloaded an episode for the plane or something.
Yes.
Didn't she?
She does every once in a while. She'll be like, oh, I listened to it. It was so funny. And then I have to think about all the things I said in that episode that make me want to cry. But
like
all around,
showing hole.
Yeah. Like showing, like on the 300th episode, showing hole. Yeah, exactly. But all around, like they're supportive. Like any issue I have is because of my own insecurity or like embarrassment that my parents might listen to something I say. But like if you watch my content, you know my parents are wildly used to me saying all sorts of things. So it's not like it's not that big of a deal.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
If you could make any celeb listen to your pod, who would you choose? Like religiously, like they listen to it every week. What's the celebrity that you want to listen?
That's a good question.
Like, who do I care about liking me? You know what I mean? Enough that it would, like... I love the idea of, like, Selena Gomez. Like, a really mainstream, A-list celeb that's, like, been kind of queer-coded in the past, like, in paparazzi stuff, like, with the Cara Delevingne right. and stuff like that, but is not out or gay, or at least doesn't identify publicly as queer.
Yeah.
So they're just like, it's unexpected. And then I like the idea of them having listened for all 200 episodes and we just never knew about it. And then they do like a Vogue interview and they're like, oh, what are you listening to when you're working out? And they're like, oh, always this podcast called I Can Explain. Like, I think they're so funny. And they just like casually mention it and they've been listening since day one.
Okay. I think in that sense, I would mm-hmm. want Gaga. Like, I would oh, like okay. to be like yeah. at her concert and mm-hmm. she's sees me and like, oh my God, I love your work. And yeah. I'm like, I love your work, Gaga.
Mutual respect.
Stephanie.
Because
we're on a first name basis, yeah, of course. Obviously. And
hey,
then
Steph.
Steph.
Yeah, me too.
I love your art. And she says, I love your art.
And I cannot wait till you show Hole on the 300th episode.
And then the flip side is I would love Brittany to listen to it so that I could have an in to see if she's okay.
Right. Like, you could do check-ins.
I'm her favorite podcaster, so I should probably see her.
Yeah. Sorry, I know we're not supposed to be here, but...
She's been asking
because yeah. she listens to me every week. Yeah. So I'm, you know, a comfort space for her.
Exactly.
Okay, I get that. I respect that. I love it. Do you think Brittany is real Brittany on Instagram right now, or have they taken the account back?
I do think she's real Brittany right
okay.
now.
Okay, I think so too.
I actually was reading... I've been very in the Brittany... Brittany talk recently, and somebody said that they think that it's because like what is happening right now, which could mm-hmm. be false. Everything is obviously just yeah. an assumption, mm-hmm. but this is the first time that somebody explained something that I actually thought, oh, that could be true.
Yeah.
Somebody basically was saying that a lot of the time when people are in conservatorships or they have mania or bipolar mm-hmm. or any sort of, there's like a list of mental illnesses yeah. that people put people on lithium because they said that they think that she might have been on lithium for like mania and stuff, and that she could have just quit it cold turkey,
which
when
is like
she escaped,
not good. Yeah.
Which can like throw people into like really bad like mood swings
or like
and
manic episodes
back into
yeah.
mania.
Yeah.
So I think that something like that could have happened. Yeah. I feel the same with like Amanda Bynes that I feel like,
I mean, like it's known that she was on a lot of medications.
Exactly.
So
and those medications are usually to keep people
like subdued
yeah. and contained. And if you, they're, not great mm-hmm. for your brain if yeah. you were to cut it cold turkey. It would okay. be bad. So that's what I think is happening with Brittany.
Okay.
But I would know if she listened to the podcast and I'd go talk to her.
I love that.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a cat cafe?
No, I don't
Neither.
Agree
I don't
with them.
I don't want to go. So the I think person I would said, get if hair not, in my should, latte. It's amazing. I just...
I'm also like mildly allergic to cats, so...
I like a cat. I don't want multiple.
I don't trust a pack of them.
They're too smart.
If they wanted to, they could kill this. This whole thing. The whole cafe.
Our entire production.
They could kill
us.
They
could end it.
Yeah. I
cut
do
the cameras.
Also think I would get hair in my latte.
Ew.
Think of all the cat hair at a cat cafe.
It's fucking gross. Honestly.
Unless they're all like the ball sack cats, but I don't really want a bunch of those.
I'm not
around.
Here for animal hair.
No, I fully am not. I need a dog that doesn't shed.
That's how I feel too. Because when I go over to people's houses and I leave and I have hair on me, I just think...
My parents' house. And I love that dog more than life
like
itself.
My sister's house. Peyton's a great dog. Love her. But I leave and I'm like, I got hair everywhere.
No, I know. I need a little chic dog that doesn't shed.
Mm-hmm. Like my dog, Lucy.
That's why I'm getting Westy.
Love it. Okay. Do you like kombucha?
I do.
Me too. But do you have a particular flavor you enjoy? I like a herbal sort of situation.
Oh, my favorite one is that mint one in the tall snatched glass.
Skinny glass.
It's mint. It's very refreshing.
Okay. Someone said, Brie, do you miss dance? I used to go to your dance school and looked up to you and your sister. That's sweet.
Yeah,
I actually do miss dance. Like I thought about this the other day and I miss the like community of that.
Mm.
I think, there's options out there, but I think when you are in sports growing up, it's more directly accepted. Like, for example, my girlfriend plays hockey. So it's like, then you just go into like an adult league or like a beer league. And yes, I could go take dance classes.
Yeah.
But the way I used to dance is like you would compete at the end of the day. So if I go and take dance classes now, it's kind of just like for fun, right?
This is the most you answer. Being like, I don't want to do something just unless because. I can win.
Literally. No, literally. Yeah. Whereas like sports people still get that. They still get to play games and have the competitive side. Like I liked the like build up of like, we're going to make this, you know, learn the choreography. We're going to practice, practice, practice. And then we've got this like one moment to do really well. So like, I don't know if I would like enjoy it as much. Cause if I'm doing pop in dance classes, it's different people every week.
Yeah.
I also don't know how I would do with like the varying levels of ability. I like when everyone's like
high ability.
Oh, my camera's gonna die. This is a good time to change out battery. Okay. Be right back. Oh, I forgot to flip the little
God.
I like being able to see my beautiful face. But yeah, thank you so much for saying that. That's really sweet. The dance school I went to is like a big, huge part of my life and like felt like a family. So I missed that aspect too.
Yeah. But you missed just absolutely decimating people in the competition of dance.
I liked the competitive aspect. Some people don't, and that's fine too, but I enjoyed that.
Listen, yeah. You play to win, and that's that.
I enjoyed it. And it was really fun. I feel like a lot of like long-term, lifelong friends were made, and it felt like a safe space to go after school, and I loved it. It was, I had a great experience. I feel
like you would really like boxing.
I think so too. I've thought about this. Yeah. I've thought about getting into that. It's the hurdle of having the stamina at the beginning to get to the point where I could actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, it's so
you
hard. Don't,
you get eased into it. You're not just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also don't like that. I don't want to go and do like a box fit class. Oh, I want to learn like technique and box somebody. What? I don't want to go like anytime you go...
I don't want to
like,
learn how to punch. I want to... fucking punch. Yeah,
they're always like, oh, at first we have to do, like do your endurance, like learn box fit class. I'm like, no, I want to like...
I
want to
sock someone in the face. Yeah. Now.
When do I get to punch people? Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I want them to punch me too. I want it to be a mutual exchange. Consensual mutual exchange of punches.
Yeah.
And I understand I have learning to do first, but I don't want to start with like box fit.
Let me in the ring.
Like, ding, ding, bitch, let's go. Okay. Even like, even if you just let me do it once so I get humbled. So I get my ass kicked, and then I understand why I have to go to box fit
right
for a bit. Like, just let me try. Let me dive in.
Yeah.
And then let me, okay, say, okay, you were right.
If I'm going to lose, let me lose.
Let me lose.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to learn the hard way. Okay. Fave podcasts other than yours. Everyone knows mine's H3 because it's like the only one I listen to. Do you have any others that you really like?
I haven't listened to a podcast in a few months now, but mine are usually true crime.
True crime.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't listen to true crime.
I love true crime.
Is that going to continue in 2023? Because you want to know less.
Well, I'll be dead, so.
You will be featured.
Yeah. Oh my God. Psychic man dies.
Okay. That's actually kind of chic. And they have all the clips of all the time you say that.
You're going to love that. You're going to be really popular when I die.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It will boost out like our algorithm.
Oh,
for sure. Like, oh my God. Can you imagine the first podcast where I'm like, terrible news, Sean's dead. That's just the title.
Clicks.
Oh, most so listens clicks we've ever gotten.
It actually would.
That's a fucked up thing. It actually would. Shut up. No, but it's actually fucked up. People like die or break up and like everyone wants to watch. It's wild.
Oh, for sure. Especially when it's documented and you're saying that I'll die.
Do you believe in twin flames?
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think that there's people that are meant to like teach you something and you'll always feel like kind of connected to them because of that. But like twin flames are actually often toxic. So it feels like extreme for like a reason.
That's like when siblings commit arson, right? Like sugar and spice.
Sugar and spice. Good arson. You know what an actual twin
flame is,
of
course.
Right?
I do. Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. You want to know less about certain things. So I thought maybe you were just avoiding it at all costs.
I've just clocked out of that one.
Can we talk about how many questions we're answering?
We're literally question answerers.
Question answers.
I can't speak because we're answering so many questions.
It's just rapid fire. Okay. Have you ever led on a straight person? So many times.
Led on a straight person.
I love flirting with obvious straight people.
What does that
mean?
How would you be leading them on? Because leading them on means that they think that something's going to happen.
Yeah. So I think that they're just like a little like, oh my God, is this lesbian flirting with me?
Is he going to suck me?
No, I don't really fully understand the question either, but I'm making it what I want it to be.
Right.
And what I want it to be is I kind of like...
Like, have I flirted with a straight person?
I like flirting with a straight person in a way that kind of makes them question, like, are they flirting with me? And then they get a little excited.
I also love... there's like a specific brand of straight men.
Yeah.
That... Some people hate this because it can be problematic. Okay. That like also flirt with you or yes, like will push yeah. the limits. Yeah. I love people that like know it's a joke.
Yeah, like you're I'm in like, on it. You're having I'm a little moment. I don't want it
that
together.
You are like actually trying to like, yeah. you know, do something that you know will never happen. I like when straight men like also think it's funny and both of us are just like yeah, flirting with
it's
each
fun.
Other.
Yeah, it's
just
fun.
Two bros broing out.
Bros flirting is just a great idea all around, I think. A lot of these are just a little too. What's your favorite thing about each other? Mm. What is this podcast giving you? Mm. Favorite thing about the podcast? We've answered those all before.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about Sean is...
Oh, you're doing it.
I'm trying to think if I can muster up a new
We've
one.
Answered. I don't think I can. You're not giving me a
We're
lot
tapped.
Of... You're not giving me a lot of new favorites.
Someone said, who's older? I am.
Obviously. I feel like that was a joke question.
Someone said, have you ever questioned your cisness?
Yeah, I've talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't. I've always felt like very like a cis woman.
Yeah.
I've questioned my ability to present outside of the cis norm.
Yeah.
But I think that is sometimes misconstrued on the internet these days, especially where we've almost gone backwards, where a lesbian cis identifying woman is saying, I want to wear these things that are outside of the quote unquote, like women's section. And people assume that means that they're questioning their gender.
Yeah.
And mine it's like, no, also I just was some don't confusion like traditional in that stuff. As well. Yeah. Totally.
I was like, how do I want to represent myself as a person?
Yeah.
Does this mean X, Y, Z?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Do I still make bracelets? No, that's wrapped because the film got funded.
You never say never, though.
No, maybe. Maybe I'll start up a little bracelet shop.
Little Etsy shop.
Little. Hey,
Breeze
maybe.
Bracelets.
Oh, that's actually.
Bracelets.
Bracelets. That sounds. Bracelets? Bracelets?
Oh, no.
That's a little. Sounds a little 300 episode, if you know what I mean.
Jesus. Good name for that, too, though. Good name Bracelets. For your OnlyFans.
Bracelets. Okay. what is the best and worst Will You Asked episode of 2022? I have no idea. Y'all ask questions like this sometimes, and I think... Do you think I remember anything I say ever?
No.
No. You could show me a recording of myself last month saying things. And I'd be like, who is that? Literally. Who the fuck is this?
Where did you get that footage of a woman that sounds like me?
Yeah. What AI generator did you pay?
And I think the real gag is every Well You Asked is the best and worst. Because there's... I don't think we've ever had consistently good advice Well You Asked.
Yes.
So everyone has a tiny, tiny nugget of knowledge and help. And then just a full swirl of absolute diarrhea around
just chaos. Just absolute fucking chaos. Yeah. And the real special thing is no one knows what is the truth and what is the good advice.
No one can find that nugget in the diarrhea.
You are disgusting. You know what's one thing? What's your biggest ick? I've talked about mine before.
People saying like poop.
Yeah, I hate that. It's so fucking disgusting.
Okay.
Like it gives me a visceral reaction.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Because
I don't know if you've ever told me one of your like icks like that. Or if like anyone says it at any time. Like,
I did say my ick the other day about finding a video of somebody as a child doing something really embarrassing.
Oh yeah, that's so funny. So Sean was like on a dating app and
What? This isn't an ick, but I do have a little...
Okay, well, first, explain a video of a child. Sean was on a dating app and someone was messaging Sean, and Sean looked up their name and found a YouTube video of them as like a teenager
singing multiple Taylor Swift songs,
thinking they were really good on YouTube, and that icked him out. And then he didn't go on a
date. Not a child. They were like probably 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, child, but
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. Not like, it's not teenager. Like you're watching like a video of a child is what I'm trying to decipher for you, for people that are just tuning in.
Anytime I see a video of a child, ick. Though. That one's true.
Literally.
No, recently I deleted all the dating apps also.
Oh, you're just...
I just need a break.
Counting
honestly.
On MeCutes and...
I need a break.
You're tapped.
My brain is... Like, I'm not having good conversations. Mm-hmm. Nobody responds. Mm-hmm. People will match. Okay, tell me the etiquette of this.
Okay.
On Tinder...
Okay.
If you swipe mm-hmm. yes to somebody and then move on, then the other person swipes yes to you and it's a match, don't you think it's that person's duty to say something?
How do they know that they swipe second? Oh, because it immediately goes match. Yeah.
I agree. Nobody does that. If I swipe and it's a match, I'm like, oh, I'll say something because it's on. Or same as Hinge. If you like somebody, it sends them a, you were liked.
Okay.
So if you, that's the first move.
Yeah.
If you choose to match based on that person liking you, don't you think you should say something
first? Yeah, I 100% agree.
People don't do that.
I also think that it's weird that people don't just say hi right away. Like the second it popped up, it's a match, I would be like, oh my gosh, hey, what's up?
For sure. So people don't do that. It's
like, oh my gosh, my first match ever. No one ever likes me.
Yeah. I did ghost somebody recently though.
Oh.
Because I was talking to them and then I saw that they posted a photo with that person that had the fake accounts that were harassing me and my friends.
Yeah.
They posted a photo with this person that they're their friend. And I literally
you're like, I can't even be in the same like web of this person.
No, I was like, I can't even
Begin to explain.
I can't even create a world that I want.
He can't explain. We found something that Sean can't explain.
So yeah, that's an ick, I guess, of mine. Being
knowing
friends
people
with
that you hate.
Being friends with somebody who had multiple accounts, putting thinly veiled death threats and transphobic comments on my and my friends' Instagrams,
like,
because I
fuck?
Told them that I didn't want to date them.
Hmm.
So that's an ick of mine.
It is true. There's a fine line between like letting everyone be their independent person and really judging someone if they associate with certain people.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I was like, and I did feel a little bad because the conversation was good mm-hmm. and we had things in common. But yeah. I honestly was like, I can't even have the thought of hanging out with you and you being like, oh, we're going to hang out with my friends and that being one of your friends. Like,
and
I was like, I can't, I just can't be part of that.
Yeah. How
world.
Do you even deal with that? I think that's so fair. Like, I wouldn't want that either.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I was like, it's also the thing that I can't explain this to you because then it's going to be a whole thing.
Because then you're going to go back to the person and you're going to say,
exactly.
Oh, I was talking to this person. They said that I can't talk to you because they don't like you. And then that
and then I'm
going to
get death threats again.
Yeah. It's going to be like a whole fucking drama ordeal. That is one of the times I think that ghosting is actually the best method.
I honestly was like, well, my hands are tied.
Yeah. And there's no explaining it.
Yeah.
So either you make up a fake excuse or you just say
a tap out.
Tap out.
Yeah.
Tap, tap, tap. Okay. Also, how neat that Bree's age and the number of pods are equal. So cool. Heart. Fuck you. Oh my god. You know what? I think we've done it. Oh, what's your favorite hobby?
I never
gaming.
What, the jealousy is still just so strong.
You're just like a gamer guy.
I am a gamer. You know, it's also really funny. I have a story about gaming.
Okay.
At the gym, there's this gay couple that I love. They're so sweet. They're literally like the most lovely people. And I've known them now. Like, we've hung out outside of the gym. We went also to like a yoga class together. Like, we went to a lunch together, but we're not like besties at this point or anything, but we've known each other and it's been a few months. And then eventually they were talking and they were saying something about gaming. And I was like, oh my God, I game too. And so we were like, oh, cause we had a game in common. So we were like, let's game. So only one of them wanted to, because apparently this game is like too competitive for the other one. And he was like, it's just not my speed. It's way too intense. So we gamed. And then I saw him at the gym the next day and he was like, you and your friends are really good and really intense. I felt really bad.
And oh, like he was like, God.
You guys were just so intense that I felt like I was just so dragging you down. And I was like, oh.
You literally gave this person trauma.
Yeah. For being such a gamer.
Vicious gaming.
Yeah.
What was the game?
We were playing Fortnite.
I literally cannot with you and your Fortnite.
Yeah.
It's just so weird to me. It doesn't make sense for you to me.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels
like Dead by Daylight makes sense.
Yeah.
Spooky, spooky.
Fortnite does not make sense to me for you.
No, and it's really funny because we also played Dead by Daylight with him mm-hmm. and we played it with just like a group of people all yeah. in one match. Uh-huh. And he was like, you were literally, he was the killer. He was like, you were literally so annoying and you were just running around in your all pink little girly outfit.
He's like, so never talk to me again.
He was like, I was so over you. And I was like, yeah.
You're like, I respect it. All right. Well, thank you all for listening to 200 episodes.
200.
And if you joined somewhere along the way and you missed the first 100 episodes, good for
you.
Don't
go back.
Don't go back. Is a blessing.
Yeah, those are the dark days.
Those were the dark days. Yeah. I mean, it's still dark, but with better audio.
When Florence sang that song, The Dog mm-hmm. Days Are Over, that's what she was talking about. She said, you guys got
She's a fan. She's a celebrity fan. She's,
yeah, well, because we were talking about ones we would want to.
Yes.
And she's obviously... She's yeah. such a huge fan. Everybody yeah. Everybody knows that.
We don't need her. Like, we don't need to want.
Yeah.
She's
happening. Like, the dog days are over. They got new mics.
All right. Well, wherever you're listening, please make sure to follow, subscribe. Make sure to check out our new merch linked in the bio on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. Become a patron if you want to watch any of these episodes on video. They're all up there. And thank you so much for listening. Until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood. Yahoo!